Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing today? This has been a very wonderful and eventful week. And I know that we are probably all wondering, when is it going to stop? When is this shooting and, you know, killing that make little or no sense is going to come to an end? And if you like me, I'm just wondering myself, you know, where is it all leading us today as God's people? But I just want to say welcome to each and every one of you that is on the line. We thank you so much for joining us today. And I see my co-host is there, Sister Jackie from Alabama. Jackie, welcome. How are you doing, my dear? Jackie, can you hear me?
Good evening to each and everyone.
Hi.
Good evening to you, Donald. And I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. How about you and your family? How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing well. We're doing well. Thank you. We had a great Thanksgiving. We were out of state. We were all the way in New York for Thanksgiving. So we are back safe and sound. So I just want to thank God for that and for, you know, traveling mercies and just for the opportunity to spend some time with family. My brothers and my mom lives in New York, and then my wife's sister and her niece and nephew, and she has brothers also that lives in New York. So we just went down there to just meet with them and to share some time with them. And so we missed last week because of that. And I'm just so happy to be back this week. And I know also we have with us today Pastor Larry Milliken on the line. And so I just want to welcome Pastor Milliken. Pastor Milliken, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
All right. Praise the Lord.
I'm rejoicing in Him.
Amen. Amen. And God is indeed good. So I just want to thank God for that. And I just want to, it's good to hear that you're doing fine. It's good to know that we all survived Thanksgiving and everything that it has to offer. It's a good time, but sometimes it also can be a little bit stressful, meeting with family and traveling and all the rest of it, having people over and everything like that. For those who didn't travel, we might have had people that come to our house and spend some time with us. So it is good to be back. Yeah, go ahead, Pastor.
We had someone in for the weekend, which was lovely. We enjoyed that very much. A young lady from Atlanta taking medicine.
Amen.
That was lovely. We enjoyed having you with us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, today we have, I'm looking at the board, and we have so far, we have 4 and 4, 8. We have 7 people on right now, and so we just want to thank God for that, and just want to welcome all the others that are on, and we'll get you in a little later on in the discussion, because this week has been very eventful, at least the last 3 days or so, with the shooting that took place in San Bernardino, California. And that's something I just wanted to talk about. I was going to talk about, you know, reaping what you sow. And I know that's the information I sent to you, Jackie, and we were going to discuss that and probably still going to discuss it as well. But I just wanted to deal with this whole issue for a little while, and maybe there might be others who might have questions about what has, you know, taken place and what is going on, since it's so fresh in our minds. And so many people lost their lives, you know, so unexpectedly. And we need to pray for the families that are left behind. I know one man who was killed in that shooting left 6 children, I think, his wife and 6 children. So could you imagine the devastation that they're feeling right now? And so many others. So I just don't want to just bypass it this week. I just want to touch a little bit on it and try to see if we can draw some perspective, you know, from all of this, and hopefully help us to know what to do when, you know, situations like these arise, because they happen so suddenly and it's so devastating. So I have entitled the topic today, When Light is on Fear, Another Mass Shooting. When Light is on Fear, Another Mass Shooting. And as we do this Bible study, you know, this evening, we have, or we here in America are still grappling with the fact that yet another mass shooting has taken place on our shores. This particular shooting, like most other tragedy, struck us suddenly. And it had no favorites. It didn't matter whether you were young. Some people were in their 20s. Some people were all the way up in their 60s. So it had no favorites. The shooter sent, or shooters, as a matter of fact, they said there were 2 persons that were, or 2 suspects that were involved in this, so far as we know. And they sent over 20 people into the hospital, and they left at least 14 dead. So the big question is why? Why, Jackie? Why? 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 And that's what we ask. Why was, you know, what was the motive? Why did they do such a thing? And I think they're still trying to figure that out. And even the Daily News ran its headline yesterday, and it says, God isn't fixing this. And, you know, when I saw this and I heard people talk about it, my question was God supposed to fix this shooting, or, you know, did someone talk to him about it and ask him to solve this problem, you know? But it's just so amazing that whenever something like this happened, how God would just come to the forefront, you know, and just would make the headlines, I mean, be on the front page of the newspaper. And, you know, and my question also is, who is really behind this, you know? Did God just sit back and allow this tragedy to happen because he couldn't do anything about it? Or was it a part of God's plan? You know, and we have so many questions to ask when things like these happen. And so we're just going to look at some of these and try to see if we can make some sense out of it. But before we get into our study, as usual, I'd like to ask Jackie, what do you think about this? Or if you had any thoughts in mind about what we have talked about reaping what you sow, maybe you can link the two together. But what do you think about this, Jackie?
you know, the topic for today can also apply to this, what is going on in the nation today, you know, about what just happened in San Bernardino. The enemy is busy. You know, we are living in the latter days. We are living in the end of time, and he is seeking who he can devour. And sometimes you find people that are not living for the Lord, and those are the ones who the devil is using to commit this kind of crime. You see, the devil is still using his old wicked, coward tactic, using people who may not have that spiritual background, who may not know the Lord, who may not know that God gave life and God who has the right to take life. Mm-hmm. So, you see, the devil is still using people, you know. And also, when you think about sowing and reaping, you know, sometimes whatever you sow, you reap. You know, if we don't know the Lord and we live a life loving the world, that is being enemy to God, you know. And if you are enemy to God, you are open up to the devil, to the things of the flesh. You see, so we can also apply the principle of sowing and reaping here as well. Whatever you sow, you know, you will reap. If you sow violence, you cannot reap peace, you see. And the only peacemaker we know is Jesus Christ, you see. So a life that is without Jesus Christ cannot reap good spiritual things and love for the neighbors, love for your fellow men, you know. So we see the devil is the devil hand is in this. God allow it. We don't know why, and we are nobody to question God. So we want to, instead of question God, trust him, you know. Trust him.
That is true. That is true. Yeah, go ahead. And I know Pastor Milliken is there, and he has some more perspective on this. But what I wanted to do, Jackie, for us when we get into our prayer time, I'm going to play one song, and then we're going to pray, and then we're going to get into the study in full, and then I'll ask Pastor Milliken to share some of his thoughts as well. But Jackie, when you're praying, I want you to pray for us, and when you're praying that prayer, just remember those families that are left behind to mourn the loss of loved ones, and those who are in the hospital that are recovering, we want to remember them in prayer, you know, and to just ask that the Lord be with them and comfort them at this time. And we're going to play "We Have Come This Far by Faith." So just sit back and listen to that song as we
"We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed us yet, he never will. No.
I will come this far by faith.
This far.
why we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord.
Why don't you trust?
Trusting in His holy word. He's never failed us yet.
He never will.
No.
Okay, Jackie, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Can you pray for us, please? Yeah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, once more, Lord, we come before you, Lord, humbling ourselves, thanking you for this wonderful privilege, Lord, that we can stand before you, Lord, and stand in the gap for people who are in need of you today, Lord. Lord, we all need you. We ask you, Lord, to have mercy upon us, Lord. Lord, there are circumstances, Lord, that we do not understand, Lord, but we bring them before your throne of mercy, and we lay them here before you, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to comfort the families, Lord, that had lost their loved ones, Lord. Lord, we do not know why these things happen, Lord, but we are trusting in you, Lord, to reveal them to us, Lord. We are trusting in you, Lord, to take care of each and every person who are involved in this situation, Lord. Lord, especially the victims, Lord, those family members who are back there trying to figure out what really took place here. Help them, Lord, to lean upon you, Lord, because you promised to leave us or forsake us, Lord. Lord, and we know it is not easy, but with you, Lord, you will bring them through this. So help them to trust you, Lord, in everything, Lord. Help them, Lord, to trust you, Lord, to just open up their understanding, Lord, and give them that peace that they need at this moment. Lord, we also want to pray for the people, family who had done it, Lord. They too need prayers, Lord. Lord,
yes.
I do not know what happened there, Lord, but we know that the devil is like a roaring lion seeking he who might devour, Lord. And we pray, Lord, and we just want to rebuke him this evening in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, that name, the power, when we call upon that name, there is power in the name. Lord, power
Amen.
That heals. Power that comfort, power that gives peace, Lord. Lord God Almighty, we just ask you to have mercy upon us today. Give us that spiritual strength that we need today to continue going through this type of situation. Lord, we ask you to draw people who do not know you, that they will come to know you as their personal Savior. Lord, because it's hard enough to live this situation without you. Imagine people out there who do not know where to turn, Lord. We ask you to have mercy upon them, Lord, and send somebody their way, Lord, to share your love, that they too will come to know you, Lord, so that their life and their circumstances can change, Lord, because you in our lives make the difference. Lord, again,
Amen.
We thank you for this gathering here. We thank you for the message, Lord, that will be shared, Lord, that it will exhort the people here, Lord, and that we will go from here and share it and be a blessing to somebody today. Lord, we ask you to bless each person here in this conference. We ask you to bless their family members, especially those that do not know you, Lord. Help them, Lord, to continue sharing your love. Share you with them, Lord, that they too will come to know you, Lord. Lord, help us this day and have mercy upon us all. Lord, again, we praise you. We give you all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen. And thank you, Lord.
Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that prayer. Boy, I think that was really heartfelt, and I felt it as you prayed, and I just want to thank God for that. All right, so we're going to get into this topic, and again, the topic is when life is on fear. And I put the word on fear in there, in the topic, you know, when life is on fear, another mass shooting. I put the word on fear in there because it suggests a wrong that doesn't make sense, right? When you say something is on fear, you have something wrong taking place that doesn't make sense. You know, it's something that happens that produces fear and turmoil in our hearts, confusion, trying to figure out what happened. You know, this shooting that was so devastating, you know, that happened. And sometimes you wonder if there is any answer to that. Is there an answer? You know, like the Daily News said, you know, is God not going to fix this or stop this kind of thing from happening? Or, you know, how can we find a way to wrap our minds around this, Pastor Milliken, you know, and try to sort this out? You know, where can we turn to understand? Where can we turn for comfort? Where can those families that are grieving turn for hope in all of this? You know, and even the politicians, they are wondering what to do, where to do, how to do. Everybody's coming up with different scenarios and different suggestions, but what really, you know, can be done to put a stop into this? Does the Bible provide us with any deep, clear answers? Can we look to the Bible and find answers? You know, all these questions just come to mind, and so much more as I study, you know, about what happened in the last couple of days and what has been unfolding as I look at the news and I see all of this. You know, it just raises so many things. And as Christians and as, you know, teachers of God's word, where do we turn, or how can we, Pastor Milliken, I'm going to start with you now, how can we really give hope in times like these? Or where do we find hope and comfort in times like these? Yeah.
Well, I believe that, as we've been mentioning, there's only one source of comfort and hope, and that's the Lord, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I feel sorry for those who have not had a knowledge of our Lord and do not trust Him, and they don't have that comfort at all, because there is no other comfort. I don't have any other source. There's only one.
Right.
And unfortunately, we tend to blame God when some of these tragedies take place, like the shooting.
Right.
And I think that the unfair, you're talking about what's unfair. God is not the author of suffering. He's not the author of killing or crime of any kind. He's not the author of insanity. And I think it's a type of insanity these people, these shooters have. God is not the author. And I think we have to be careful we don't blame God and say, well, why, God, didn't you step in and stop it?
Right.
Well, our gracious God, our wonderful God, the God who loved us so much He gave His Son for us, that gracious God gave us freedom to choose. And when you use that freedom, misuse it, such as these shooters did, It's a tragedy. And by the way, we've had, I was hearing on the radio, over 300 mass shootings this year. 300.
Yeah.
We hear a lot of them.
Which is almost like one every day. Every day of the year.
That is almost one a day.
Yep.
It is almost one a day. And it's not because God has not done something. It's because people have turned away from God. They've rejected God. And they have gone their own ways. And this is a result. You know, you talked about what we sow, we also reap. And these children, they've rejected God. They don't know God, or they would not be doing this. They may
claim
to know God, but they don't know him. They don't know God, the God of love and mercy and compassion, the God who gave his son to die for us, the God who came to heal and restore us, not to kill us. No, he to save us, to restore us and bring us back to himself. So it's unfair to blame God. And freedom, you know, these people have had freedom. But the one who prompts them to do these things is the enemy, of course.
Yes.
And as we get near the end of time, I believe people are deciding. We all have to make our decisions. We're deciding, are we going to go closer to the loving God, or are we going to reject him and turn further away?
Amen.
And unfortunately, that's what's happening. People are deciding. And some people are so messed up in their thinking and their ideas that they go out and do this kind of thing. It's a tragedy. Where's God? I believe God is the same place he was when his son died on the cross. He's right there weeping with us. He's right there suffering with us. You know, Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Jesus wept over the tomb of Lazarus. Jesus weeps with us when we go through these tragedies. And when people turn away from him and go do these mass shootings, God weeps. And unfortunately, people suffer. But I think we have to also not allow ourselves to go into a mode of fear. And I like the way Jackie mentioned in her prayer, we need to be trusting in God. God is still our God, and God is still there. You know, Jesus said, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body, but they can't kill the soul. I believe that we need to put our faith in God and recognize that he's there, and he protects us. I believe he'll protect each one of us, at least until our work on earth is done, whatever that work is. He'll be there for us. He won't leave us. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And, you know, as I read my Bible, Brother Don and Jackie and anyone listening, I find that there are 365 places in the Bible where it says, do not be afraid. Fear not. Don't be afraid. One for every day of the year. God doesn't want us going through life now being afraid. No, God is still looking after his own. God is still watching over his family. God is still watching over his sheep, as he calls it. We're the sheep of his fold. God is still there. So we need to keep trusting. Now, we've got to be careful and not draw wrong conclusions such as this. Well, those people that were murdered by these two shooters, they must not have been God's children. Well, that's not necessarily true either. They may be just as much God's child as any one of us. But we're in a real war. We're in a real battle. And as we get near the end of time, that battle between good and evil is getting more and more intense all the time. But we must keep still trusting God. And
amen.
Put it in his hands. He may let me be shot someday by some shooter. I don't know. But I'm not going to be afraid, because I believe God won't let that happen until he sees that my work on earth is done. And I'm trusting my life to him. And I refuse to go through life being afraid. I can't be afraid to step out every day, or, you know, I could fall in heaven, break a leg, or I could have a car accident, or I could be in the midst of some kind of a crime scene. No, I can't dwell on all of that. I think I need to fill my mind with the positive, with the good things, with God's promises. I need to choose to trust. I need to say I'm not going to be afraid. I'm God's child. My life is in His hands. Told me not to be afraid. One for every day of the year. I'm not going to fear. And I choose to keep trusting in Him. So that's what helps me. You know, as I read my Bible and as I was thinking about this subject, I came across so many wonderful verses. Maybe I could share some with you quickly. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, Jesus, God says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will strengthen you. Yea, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Then verse 13, saying unto you, "Fear not, for I am with you." So, you know, what a promise. God is with us. Don't be afraid. He'll hold us by the hand. And this verse came to mind, Psalm 34, verse 7. And some who may be listening may want to write down some of these verses. That first one was Isaiah 41, verse 10 and 13. But Psalm 34, 7 says, "The angel of the Lord encamps round about those who fear him and delivers them." Wow. God has put his angels around us. So I'm not going to be afraid of the enemy that's inspired these shooters. No, he's defeated. The devil is a defeated foe.
Amen.
Amen, isn't that true?
Yes,
and in James chapter 4, it says in verse 7, "Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." So the devil flees, and he can't dwell around us. Then it says, "Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you." Wow. I'm not going to be afraid of that enemy. He's defeated. And yes, there are many people that are opening their hearts to that enemy, and they do terrible things. But I'm going to trust in the Lord. And then another verse that came to my mind in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear." God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love
and of a sound mind.
Mm. Wow. So it's the enemy that tries to get us all afraid. So we're not trusting. Because, you know, fear and trust are opposites. When I'm really fearing, I'm not fully trusting. When I'm trusting, I'm not afraid. And
Amen.
The enemy is the one who gives us the fear, spirit of fear, not God. God has not given us the spirit of fear. But what did it say? Of power and of love and a sound mind. You know, I think these shooters, I believe personally that the devil has so controlled them that they're almost like demon-possessed. How else can they go out and start doing this kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no person in his right mind can do that.
Amen.
Am I right or wrong?
Amen.
That's not from God. And I believe we're going to see more of it. We're going to see more of it. Because, as I said earlier, I believe people are choosing the side of Christ, the side of truth, the side of love, the side of goodness, the side of righteousness. Or we're going to choose the other side. And there's that battle going on. And then I like this verse, Psalm 32, verse 8. God says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you'll go. I'll guide you with my eye." So God is watching us all the time. Wow, watching us all the time. Looking out for us. He's right there. Wow, what a God. What a God. I've several other verses that just came to my mind quickly, and I wrote them down. In Hebrews chapter 13, in I'm just turning back to it here. Chapter 13. I like this verse very, very much. Chapter 13, and it says, I'm beginning at the latter part of verse 5. God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Wow. The Lord has promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. So we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? What a beautiful, beautiful thought. We have the Lord. We have his angels. We're going to fill our minds with the positive, good things. And we're not going to let the enemy drag us down. Can I give you one more passage that's meant a lot to me that came to my mind quickly? And there's so many in the Bible, of course. But in Luke chapter 12, and I want to begin reading in Luke chapter 12 at verse 4. And I say to you, now this is the words of Jesus. Jesus says, my friends, notice he calls us friends. My friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body. And after that, do no more. There's no more they can do. For I will show you whom you should fear. And he uses fear here is really full confidence, trust. Fear him who after he is killed has power to cast into hell. Yeah, I say to you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are more value than many sparrows. So he's saying, don't be afraid of people. They may not kill the body, but they can't keep us out of salvation. They can't kill the soul. And he talks about these 5 sparrows. He says not one of them is sold for a couple of copper coins, and yet God has not forgotten one of them. And the very hairs of our head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You're more valuable than many sparrows. Well, what a God. What a God. So those are just a few of the thoughts that I had, Don. And I was thinking of this whole situation. And I believe fear, if we let it come into our lives, it can control us.
Yes.
But if we choose faith and trust and confidence, God can control us.
Amen.
And we can have a life that's joyous and happy and praising God no matter what happens in the world around us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just want to join you and say that is so true, because the devil is the one who brings fear. And he's the one who tried to get us to fear, you know, and all these things that these people do, especially when it comes to terrorists, you know, they normally do that to instill fear in people so that you can be afraid. And so we know that is from the devil, you know that for sure. And we know that God is bigger than everything, and he can, you know, he could have intervened. But why he didn't, we don't know. That's something that we probably will never really understand on this side of eternity. But, you know, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, I'm just going to join. I'm just going to share this text with you. 1 Corinthians 13 and looking at verse 12. Paul says there, he says, now we see but a poor reflection, or in some versions, I'm reading from the NIV, it says we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, even as I am known. And what Paul is saying here, he's saying right now we don't understand everything. We can't fathom God. God says his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. You know, and it is as high as the heaven is above the earth, so is his, you know, ways are, and his thoughts higher than our thoughts. So
Amen.
We can't understand fully everything that is going on, and especially as you mentioned in this great cosmic conflict between good and evil. But we know that God is still in control, and we know
all
that he's a merciful God.
Amen.
Yes.
God is in control.
Yes. He is still in control. Yes, and that's what we have to keep in mind. And so that's why we have to trust him and believe that whatever he is doing, he is working things out for our own good. And so we need not be afraid, because he can take care of us, you know. And most of the times too, when we get afraid, is because we center everything upon ourselves and we think about us and how we are going to get hurt and all the rest of it. But we need not to think about ourselves all the time and center things upon ourselves, but let our minds be centered upon Christ, right? It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, you know, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, you know, and just went all the way for us. He did not turn back. So the same fearlessness that Christ himself had while he was living on earth is what we have to have, so that we can endure the things that are going to come upon, you know, the world in these last days. And I think what you said, Pastor Millican, is so right about, you know, these things might just increase instead of decrease. It might just get worse. And because every day we are making choices, and people are choosing to do evil. And, you know, let me just say this. There is no middle ground, really, in this battle between good and evil. A lot of people think that there's a middle ground and they can, you know, really do whatever they want. But Christ himself, he said, if you are not with me, you are against me. So in other words, if you are not, you know, with Christ, then you are definitely with the devil. And Christ made that plain. So it is not a matter of, you know, if these people are being controlled by the devil. They definitely are being controlled by the devil, because he is the one that people to do such a thing. I mean, anybody that is controlled by the Spirit of Christ would not find themselves doing stuff like that. So we know that in this cosmic conflict that is taking place, that people, you know, if they don't align themselves, if we don't put ourselves to be controlled by the Spirit of God, then we're going to be controlled by the spirit of the devil. And that is just how it is. There is no middle ground. People think that, you know what, I can make my own decision and I decide, you know, to do whatever I want to do. And that was my own personal decision. But, you know, Christ told a story. And then I'm going to open the lines to everyone that is on there. Christ told a story of a man that, you know, that was demon-possessed. The demons were cast out of him. And then he did nothing, you know, he did not invite the Holy Spirit, because unlike the evil spirit, the Holy Spirit don't come into you unless you invite him in. God don't force his way in. You know, in Revelation, he says, I stand at the door and knock. And he says, if any man hear my voice and open the door, then I'll come in and, you know, sup with him and he with me. So God don't just force himself upon us. You know, He is merciful and gracious, and he's loving and kind, and he wants us to accept him because we love him and we want him to be in our lives. So this poor fella, after Jesus was telling this parable, after the devil was cast out of him, he never really invited the Holy Spirit to come into him, and I'm just paraphrasing here. And so his house was left empty and well cleaned and swept and everything like that. And what do you think the evil spirit did? The evil spirit that was cast out of him went and they get 7 more evil spirits that were even worse than himself. And then they went right back into that man, because he never invited the Holy Spirit to come in. You see? So that is telling us that unlike the spirit of God, the spirit of the devil just don't ask people whether, you know, he don't stop there, stand at the door and knock and ask if he can come in. He just invites himself in, and he takes control. You see? So if we are not being controlled by the Spirit of God, you know, then the spirit of the devil is the one that is going to be controlling us. And that is what happened with these people who allow themselves to be so influenced by, you know, these evil spirits that they can commit such atrocities and you know, commit such a thing. But our response is to know that even though we can't understand it all right now, there's a day coming when all these things are going to be made plain. Amen. There's a day coming, as Paul said there in 1 Corinthians 13:12. He says, now we see through a glass darkly, you know, but we know in part. We don't know everything that is going on, and that's why we can't really grapple to the full extent what is happening in our world today. But he says that there is coming a time when we will know fully, and that is when Christ comes. And then we will also know even as we are known. All right? But the thing is that we have to make sure that we are with him, or we'll be able to go with him when he comes, so that we can sit down. In other words, we can be back. We want to be with Christ when he comes, so that we can be like Adam was, because that is what it's going to be. It's going to be Eden restored when Christ comes again, you know, and make everything new. Just like how Adam and Eve walked and talked with God in the Garden of Eden, you know, in the cool of the day, they would spend time with him the same way. That is what Paul is saying. When that time comes, we will be able to sit down and talk with God. We'll be able to sit down and talk with Jesus. And he will be able to explain all of this to us. And, you know, and then we're going to be able to understand some of the things, because of sin and because of our limitations right now, we can't grasp everything. But one day we will. You know, and the thing is that we have to make sure that when he comes, we are able to go with him. We would not be struck down with the evildoers. We would not be among those who would be lost, but we would be among those who would be saved and who would be able to go in to eternity. So with that said, I'm going to open the lines. All the lines are open up now. And so anyone who would like to share something or who would like to ask a question, now is the time to do so. And, you know, and then we'll wrap up as we get closer to the 7 o'clock hour. But the lines are open and you're free to share something at this time, anyone, or ask a question or whatever. And we'll just try to do our best to accommodate you and give you the right answer as we can. Come on, don't be afraid. I know you're there and you're listening, and you're probably still trying to grapple with this, but you can ask or just say something, whatever comes to mind at this time you want to share with us.
Hi.
Amen.
My name is Francis.
Hi, and, Sister Francis.
Hello to everybody.
Hello.
Yes. As far as I was thinking, is, you know, there is a warfare going on between good and evil. And we got to know that you know, we not fighting just say, against the flesh and blood, as in Ephesians say. It says that, you know, the demonic spirits in high places. And these people got these spirits in them because they don't have Jesus in them.
Amen.
It is he that's in me than he that's in this world.
That's
He's
right.
He's telling us all the time, as has been spoken, that he doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and sound mind. And if we have Jesus in us and we are on the Lord's side, we... you know, there's going to be persecution. There's going to be some of everything that's going on against us. But you know what? We got to be ready. And I always say, you know, live every day as if this is the last day, you know, for you. We don't know when we, what's going to happen to us. You know, like some of those people probably were saved, and some of them maybe wasn't saved. But yet still, God is still in charge.
Amen.
And he's not out of confusion. And we are in the end time gospel. That's what we're living in now. And there's so much that's going on because it's perilous times.
Amen.
And people don't, they just look like to me, they for the lack of knowledge, he said, man will destroy himself. And so they don't mind dying, and they don't mind as terrorists and stuff like that. They don't mind. They don't care what they're doing. But we got to trust in God.
Amen.
We got to have that hope. And was said so many times, not a spirit of fear. He didn't give it to us. But a power of love and a sound mind. Now, we got to keep that sound mind because, you know, we can't let the devil enter into us.
That's right.
We got to stand on them promises of God because it is real, you know. It's real, and we want to keep on standing. And when it's all over, we want to be standing. Praise God. So there's so much going on, and I love to talk, and but I'm gonna cut it short. But God, he's watching over us, and he's keeping us, and even through our trials and tribulations, you know, God is right there with us. He's looking and watching over his people, and he's gonna take care of his people. So,
yes.
For the families, I pray for the ones that's gone on too, because we still have to pray for one another, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
There's trouble and evil all around us. Praise God. Thank you all.
Praise
thank
God.
You.
I so appreciate that what you said, Sister Francis. God bless you. I just want to add quickly, because you were speaking, something came to mind, you know, this old conflict that is taking place here. You know, the devil would like us to get the wrong picture of God, you know, and he would like us to start blaming God. You understand? And he would like us to he would probably even like some people to start saying, well, you know what, it's time for me to forget about this whole God business, because look what's happening in the world. You know, and to turn off to turn the delete button, so to speak, on God. That is what he would like us to do, you know.
Yeah.
And so the devil is trying to get us to get a distorted picture, so to speak, of who God is. And he would like just to make people just become confused and start to pointing an accusing finger of God, because they're so mixed up, you know. But we just got to remember that God is not the author of confusion.
We
can look at the life of Christ while he was on earth. He didn't do stuff like that.
Mm-mm.
When men beat him, he did not retaliate. Right?
Mm-mm.
They spat upon him. He did not spit back on anybody.
Mm.
You understand? But he walked around, you know, helping people.
Yeah,
you know, many of you are listening. You're blind. He walk around helping the blind to see.
Right.
He healed, you know, people who are sick. He raised the dead. That is who God is, and that is the kind of a picture that we need to get of God, not what the devil is trying to put in our minds. You know.
That's right. Because
we're talking about a woman that was caught in adultery when she sinned, Pastor Milton. You did that a couple of weeks ago. He did not go around pointing an accusing finger at her and said, you know, how dare you do such a thing, you know, be married and living or sleeping with somebody else. No, he didn't do that. But he forgave her, condemning her, and he says, go and sin no more. So this is the kind of picture that we need to get of God. That is why Jesus came, so that we can get the right picture and to know that in spite of everything that is taking place, that we must trust him. We must believe. Yes.
You know, yes. And we must also know that God has plans. He have plans.
Yes.
The devil, he have plots.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing that's going on. I always say God got plans for us. God knows
mm-hmm.
what's going on. But the devil mm-hmm. is still plotting. He said, I come
Amen.
To steal and destroy. You know?
Mm.
And that's sad. That's sad. But like someone was saying, you know, the devil will come in and bring those demonic spirits and fill up that empty place that you have in you. Because
yeah.
you don't have Jesus.
Yeah. And you
don't
open the
Lord.
Word. And that's why the
Praise.
Word of God is so important, you know. That's why we have
uh-huh.
to study. Because
yeah.
that is how we get the correct picture
yes.
of who God
that
is. And that's
word.
How we understand and we learn from him.
Mm-hmm.
So the word of God is study. And that's why what we're doing here is so important. And we need to keep on doing this. By the way, let me just share something with you. What we're doing here, this Block Talk Radio, it's actually an internet program. And so after we finish here, about half an hour later on, what we do goes automatically onto the internet. And so people can, you know, follow and look for it. And when they hit certain things, it would come up and they can listen in.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah. I just want you to know that that over the last couple of weeks has been rising. Those who, because they show you that among the people that are listening in, those who listen in has been steady rising, you know. The last time we met, or the time before that we met, there were 8 people that listening to the program after that week was over. And then last week when I went on there to set up the program for today, there were 11 persons that listened to the program since it went online. So 11 persons downloaded and listened to it. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, God's word is getting out and
mm-hmm.
I just want to thank him for that. And I just wanted to share that with you. So besides us who listen in live, we also
mm-hmm.
have people that are listening in, you know, online. They're finding it. And like I said, it's been
That's
going up
good.
Steadily because
That's
when
good.
We first started, you had like 1 and 2 used to find it and listen. And then it went to 4 and then to 6. And then a couple of weeks ago, we had 8. And then last week, the last program that we did, we had 11 persons that listened into it. So God is good. And I just trust that,
yeah.
you know, I just want to thank those people who are listening as well, who join us
mm-hmm.
Online.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know where they are because once mm-hmm. it's online, they can listen from anywhere in the world. So I just want to thank those listeners. And I just want to pray that God may continue to be with each and every one of us as we continue to do this and we continue to study and to talk, you know, about his word. Jackie, you're almost out of time, so I'm going to give you a chance to say something and then I'll ask one of our listeners. Let me see. There is somebody else that is on there from Alabama. I didn't hear them speak. But I want to give them a chance to pray tonight as well. I'm just trying to encourage the folks from Alabama, and that's just not to have all the folks from Georgia do everything here, but someone else that is listening in, I don't have your information. I don't know who it is, but if you're out there, you have never said anything before or anything on this program, I want to give them a chance to pray for us tonight as we close. All right? So you'll do the closing prayer. But Jackie, let me let you give a closing thought before we go. As our co-host.
You know, okay, thank you, Daniel. Okay. It's very important to remember that we cannot look at our circumstances to look to God because greater is he in us than he that is in the world. And remind
yeah.
the devil that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You see,
mm-hmm.
we can look to God's words to find scriptures, just like Jesus did when he was tempted, you know, and fighting back with scriptures, as Miss Francis was saying. This warfare
mm-hmm.
is not against flesh and blood, but it's spiritual warfare. So that's how we need, and we cannot do it without God. So we need to seek him daily. You know, we can't let up our guard, you know, because that's what the enemy is waiting for. You know, we give him 1 inch and he will take the whole 9 yards. So we need to read, meditate, and keep on praying. Pray without ceasing, and pray that the one, you know, who do not know the Lord, we lift up God so he can draw men unto him, because he's the one who do the changing in each person to draw them closer to him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, we'll just go right into our closing prayer. So I don't know who this person is because I just see the numbers, but if you are there, if you're up to it, I'm giving you the chance to pray. If not, we'll ask Anne to pray. All right. So we'll go to Anne because we're out of time and we need to just wrap it up. They normally give us a few extra minutes, but Anne, could you close us out in prayer, please? Before
sure.
we get caught off. Yeah, thank
okay.
you.
Let's pray. Heavenly mm-hmm. Father, Lord, we come to you with nothing in our hands, but simply to your cross we cling.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, O Father God, for this opportunity to lift you up. We thank you for the opportunity to seek you out. Sometimes we go about our daily activities and we forget that you promise to be with us through everything, to be with us always. Father God, have mercy upon us and forgive us one more time. Have mercy upon us and touch our hearts, touch our minds, so that we can always remember to turn to you. Father God, we pray a special prayer for those who are mourning the loss of loved ones in that incident in California. Father God, we pray for each and every family that was affected with this situation. Lord, we who know you know that it's the evil one who is behind this all. And we are praying that those around and all over the world will know that he is the one that is leading out in this. Help us to forgive. Help us to, instead of pointing a finger to love, help us, oh Father God, to be the example that you want us to be and love each other instead of pointing a finger and accusing. We pray, oh Father God, for our leaders, each and every one of them who are trying to figure it out and trying to understand what is going on. Help them to look to you for the answers, oh Father. Help them to turn to you because you are the only one who have the answer. We pray, oh Father, for your protection and your guidance. We pray for your provision, oh Father God. We thank you for everything that you have been doing for us. And we pray, oh God, that you continue
you,
to bless this program so that when others listening, they will know that you are God and you are still in control regardless of what is going on around us. Thank you for the opportunity to give glory to you. We thank you for each and every listener. And we pray a special blessing on us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to say, may the Lord bless and keep you, and may he cause his face to shine upon you as you go through the weekend, and may he give you grace and peace, and keep you all safe and sound until we meet again next Sabbath. Remember, I should say next Friday evening. Remember, invite a friend. And God bless you all. Love you. Give somebody
you
some love as you go through the rest, as you go through this weekend. Just love on someone that is close, near, and dear to you. Thank God that they're still there, they're still alive, and you know, we got so much to give them the praise for. We got so much to be thankful for. Amen. Every day we open our eyes, every day we wake up, and take a breath, we can thank God, because those people that went to that party there, you know, 2 days ago, they never believed that that would have been their last day, you know. So we just have so much to be thankful for. So let us continue to pray for them, continue to love those who are near and dear to us. Let them know that we love them, and then God will see us through. One day, this too will pass. Amen.
Amen.
God bless, my friends. See you next week.
God bless, everyone.
God bless.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When I was 4 years old, I was diagnosed with cancer.
While giving birth to my son, I died.
From Kuwait through Baghdad, when a convoy ahead of us was attacked. Soldiers were killed.
The doctor didn't know if I was going to live.
I lost nearly 90% of the blood in my body.
They had to amputate my leg to get the cancer. I am now 11 years old.
Me and my unit are here today.
God, because
God,
my
hero,
our
hero,
saved
my life.
Whoa.
Healer, deliverer, protector, provider. He is the hero.
Yeah. search is over.
You found the hero. You came and you saved.
We found the hero.
You are